What a celebratory day.
Champagne.
I might have to take this call.
Oh, who is
this? Mike's office, how can I help?
Hey, is this Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike.
Hello?
Mike?
Hey, Kevin. Is that you?
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad, sir. How about yourself?
I'm all right. It's a good, busy day.
Well, yeah, just getting started with the new week and the new month. But thank you for calling back. And, you know, I was kind of expecting your call. So it looks like you had an issue with the wire transfer. And, you know, on Friday when I received the confirmation from you, I was kind of waiting on the accounts team to get back to me and confirm whether it has reflected so we can send you the confirmation receipt for your record. But that did not happen.
I got a call from my bank this morning as soon as they opened at 9 a.m. telling me that something didn't line up on the bank's end. Did you get a chance to look at the screenshot I sent you? Was all the information correct?
Yeah, I still need to do that. You know, let me pull that up right now real quick. So what are they exactly saying? I mean, are they not sure what exactly went wrong?
Something about a name and an account number didn't match up, so they charged me $45 and sent the money back.
What? Wow. Okay.
That's
ridiculous on their end. But let me try and figure this out for you, because the details I sent you, I've checked that. They were 100% correct. I just need to make sure.
Yeah, and I checked it, too. I mean, I checked it when I did it. I checked it when she typed it up. I went over it, like, 3 times in the office, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there was any errors on what you sent me.
Yeah, and we receive transfers in this, like, all the time. So it should not have been a problem at all. But assuming that all of these details were correct, and I'll just check that and make sure, but just to make sure you don't fall into that same trouble again and pay the $45 penalty, which I feel is ridiculous, I can send you the details for the the company details that you sent the wire to last time, if that was easier. The first payment that you made.
I'm not gonna lie, Mike. I'm a little nervous right now with all these with the wires and your number that you text me on, I can't call. Sending different wire instructions. Yeah. Like, it's making me nervous, man. I don't like that.
Well, this was a third party that I was sending the instructions for. This could have been a problem, I'll be honest with you, but this is going to Hoffenmeister LLC itself. So, I mean, I don't see a problem here. And as far as the numbers are concerned, the other number, the 669, that's a TF number, right? It's a texting and faxing number. It doesn't allow for calls to come in. Right, so this is the company line, and this is mentioned on the website as well. You can text on it. You can, call on this number. And, we also have a smart, routing system. So if you speak to me the first time, it's always going to route it back to me, to my office, every time you call in.
Yeah. Is there a different way I can use funds? Can I put them in escrow? Can I use a credit card, something a little safer on my end?
I mean, we could do the credit card thing, but it's just that, I mean, it's going to have to be split into two parts, right? Because the threshold is about $5,000, right? So we need to do it less than that, and we'd have to wait about a week between those two transfers to make sure, we're not irking the payment merchant. But as far as the banking details are concerned, I mean, this is not a third party that you're sending it to.
We've never met in person. I've only talked to you over the phone. It's just, fraud can be extremely, extremely elaborate, So,
Kevin, I appreciate your concern.
I don't mean to be disrespectful by any means. I just, do you know what I'm saying? Do you know where I'm coming from?
I mean, I appreciate your concern here, and, being upfront about it, I appreciate that the most, right? But, you've already seen the work. It's not like you're making the first payment. It's not like we're not delivering and just asking you to pay up, right? You've seen the designs. You've gone through them. Everything is on track. And, you've been nervous with us for quite some time. And,
Well, it's because we've never met in person, Mike, and, I'm always nervous with wire transfers and third party types of payments, and it's something that everyone has to be mindful of. I mean, I heard a story about a big company got a friggin' like $1.5 million fraud thing happened to them, and they, you know, so like, yeah, I've seen some work, and I love what I see. I think it's exactly what we're looking for. So that's like, there's no issue there.
Right, and we have a physical presence. We have an online presence as well. If you look up Austin Mazer, you see quite a bit of reviews about it. You see the online presence.
Oh, I have.
Releases.
I've done my due diligence on Hoffman Mazer. I want to make sure
you feel comfortable because no matter what kind of work we do, at the end of the day, if you don't feel comfortable working with us, there's not going to be any point, right? Because, everything's going to be lost in translation.
I talked to 20 app developers, and I chose you guys, so it's not a comfort thing with the output or the product or dealing with you personally. It's just that's one of the reasons that my investors was pushing to try and get that functional, you know. So this isn't just me. It's like I talked about the last week, like this is people that have more experience than I do,
right.
You know, making sure everything's done very cautiously, you know what I mean? So
I acknowledge that, you know, it's just that we've delivered about, you know, since you've seen the last prototype or whatever you'd like to call it, the alpha version, as we say, on the mobile app that I screen shared with you, you know that about 50% of the app is completed. And, you know, God forbid if this was, you know, a scam or a fraud, we wouldn't have gotten so far, you know, just trying to build something and then screw you over for it, right? I'm just trying to be honest and frank here. But at the end of the day, I mean, if this was your first payment, I would totally understand it. But now that we've gotten, you know, past about 50% of the work, you know, I'd appreciate a bit more trust from you. But otherwise, if there's something else that I can do to kind of, you know, iron this out for both of us, I'd be happy to do it. But, you know, the bank details that I sent to you, even they go to Hoffman Mazer directly. So you're not paying out to, like, a third party, and I'm making up things about how the funds get to us. You're paying it directly to the company. And if you want to make another
I just want to move forward. I just want to move forward. Like, I just like to be extremely transparent and upfront and about every piece of a situation, you know. So I appreciate you very much. And again, the past several months of working with you, I've been nothing but pleased.
My pleasure.
It's just, yeah. That's why our investors are really pushing to have that prototype on our phones, so we see more than just a shared screen of slides, you know.
Right. So as far as you, the app owner, I mean, you would understand why I can't send that over to you, and that's just because, you know, that phase has not been paid for as yet, right? But as soon as the payment goes through, even if you want it before the QA and the final thing is done, as long as you can, you know, keep some margin for error, I can send that over to you as soon as, you know, the second payment goes out, because that pays for the alpha version. The only reason I showed it to you is because you wanted to see something extra. We had that sitting here, and I took no time in, you know, getting to it and, you know, kind of walking you through it. But as far as, receiving it on your end and, you know, having it downloaded to your phones, that is 100% doable. In fact, the Android version can be sent out to you right after the payment's done. The Apple requires for your UDIDs, like I've requested before. So as soon as that's done, we're more than happy to send over, you know, both the versions to you. And, you know, as a matter of fact, Kevin, you've seen, you know, you know for a fact that they exist, right? I'm not just saying that I'm going to send these over to you. You've seen them on my phone. You see the app in working condition. It's just that, you know, I need to release it to you. And for that, I happen to be an employee for a company as well, right? So I just want to make sure I keep the policies and the protocols intact, and I keep a balance between both you and my company.
Yeah, I respect that a lot too, and I understand your position on that front for sure. So maybe with the the error and whatever happened with the wire transfer, maybe if we could do the credit card for this round and then back to wire transfers for the final, once we have that prototype, would that be a nice middle ground?
I don't think that should be a problem. I'll just confirm with the team if we can go ahead and have the $8,000, you know, processed on a credit card. I think we had this issue the first time as well, and that's when I ran it with them.
The first time I was out of the country and I couldn't, I had to do credit cards because I couldn't do a transfer. But
the issue at our end. I mean, so I know that you were out. You know, we had to get this going. So that's when I already had this, you know, run with them, and I got the answer, and it was less than $5,000 we can do on a credit card.
Right.
Probably the best I can do.
If we want to do half this week and half next week and keep everyone on track and in timeline, that I think that would be good. Would that work for you?
Or how about we send you a credit card link for the $4,000, right? That's under $5,000. And for the rest of the $4,000, you can make a wire transfer. Would that work?
I would... Myself and my team would feel more comfortable utilizing the credit card, which we could potentially dispute, which we can't do on a wire transfer, until we have the prototypes on our phone, and I'll get you guys the UDIDs tomorrow. But that's just my side's due diligence.
Kevin, you know, I'll be transparent with you, and this is just for your, you know, in good faith to you. Even if we send over the alpha to you, that does not mean the app has moved under your possession, right? So the alpha is as good as the application you're looking at on your phone, right? You cannot debundle the code or something like that. So, you know, it's not like, you know, if it doesn't come through, you can go ahead and dispute it, and you can still... You know, you can still get, you know, the portion of the work that you paid for. You get what I'm saying? I mean, if you think that's a kind of a surety to you, that wouldn't really help, right? So all I'm trying to say is that we have the work done. We wouldn't just throw it away and take your money, to the bunkers, right? We would want to deliver now that we're done with the 50% of the application.
I appreciate that transparency, and I appreciate that knowledge. I really, really don't mean to be disrespectful. It's just, you know, it's a big investment on our end, and
I understand you. Yep.
I mean, it's the functionality of what you showed me the other day was really, really awesome. I mean, like, I really, really like it. And the design and everything, I really do like it. So,
So just for reference, Kevin, that's at least a few hundred hours of work. I'm not exactly sure in the LOE on how much we spent, but all I'm trying to say is that we wouldn't just do it to have you complete the payment and not deliver. I mean, that we wouldn't do the work if we wouldn't have to deliver at the end of the day, right? So it's not like you're not going to get your application. We are, you know, you've read the reviews online. I think you've done your due diligence, so you know for a fact that we do deliver, and it's not some sort of a shitty fraud or scam that you're dealing with. That's all I can tell you, and that's, you know, if there's any kind of further reassurance that I can, you know, provide, I'd be more than happy to, you know, see what I can do and, you know, whatever best we're able to do to kind of help with this, you know, nervousness and the situation. Kevin, you still there? Hello?
Oh. Hey, sorry. I have my phone muted. I apologize.
Okay. You went down for a moment. Okay. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
I can hear you.
No, I was just saying, I appreciate everything. I was just saying that if we could do the 4,000 credit card to keep things going, I don't know if I can get to a bank before the 4th. because of our resort right now, and like I'm working so many hours. It's a lot of time for me to go to the bank and do all that paperwork. If I can just fill out a credit card payment online, so everybody stays on track, so you guys are happy, so you get some money to know that, you know, we're following through as well, and then I could do the other $4,000 on a wire transfer.
Okay, yeah, that sounds fair. So let me go ahead and have the credit card link sent over to you via email. You process that and send me a confirmation. I'll make sure to keep things on track at my end. And then after the fourth, we can look at the balance payment. All right?
All right. Yeah, thanks, Mike. And I do apologize for this entire conversation. Like, you know.
Don't even worry about it. I mean, I appreciate you understanding it. And I'm honestly not sure what went wrong with the recent wire. But I'll make sure to follow up with the team and see what's going on. Because as a matter of fact, even yesterday, we received the wire on the same banking details. And we frequently do. So I'll have to look this up. But I'll make sure to, you know, kind of iron this out for you. And, you know, for now, we'll just go with the credit card link for the 4,000 so we can keep the ball rolling.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that would help me for this week. I'm just swamped with the holiday and opening our resort here. It'd be a lot quicker for me to just pay you guys that way right now.
Whatever's convenient to you. All right.
How's it coming along,
by the way, I mean, with the resort and everything?
It's incredible. Have you looked at our website?
I don't think I've done. I have in probably about 15 days, but I can pull that up right now. So you have some sort of announcement
I'm just saying if you've looked at it in general or not, but it'll give you an idea of where we're at, what we're doing. It's going really well. It's a tremendous amount of work. It's the first project of this magnitude that we've done. I'm an urban planner by background, and we had this opportunity through a county land bank RFP to develop the site. And it's a giant project. I used to run a water sports business, and we had a shipping container. Yeah, I used to sit in a hammock all day, and now I'm working 18-hour days.
Okay. Well, that sounds like progress. I mean, at least something's going on. And, you know, hospitality is, you know, I've been with clients that work in hospitality, and you know, it's a crazy mad kind of a business, and you know, a very different kind of ball game to most other businesses out there. So I wish you good luck, man. I mean, I really do, and let's see if we can tie this out with the application as well, and align their launches too. So, you know, sooner than later, we have the app launching as well, and that can go out hand in hand that, you know, probably help you market your resort as well amongst the other sports and, you know, water sports and everything that you want to offer.
Yeah, that's a big reason we're doing the app is in conjunction with the resort, because it's, you know, a lot of places have like a little paper guidebook, and we want this digital guidebook for our guests, and then I want to use this application and sell it to other resorts or destinations, you know. So hopefully it all goes well, because I got a lot riding on it.
All right, sounds like a nice plan. Where do I find about this on the website, by the way? I mean, I did go to the project page. I don't see much.
On the app component?
No, I mean the resort. Did you like put up an announcement or something yet?
Oh yeah, we're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. I just sent you a link to our website. We're actually fully booked out for our weekends for the whole summer. We just opened 2 weeks ago. We're building a 4,000 square foot restaurant event space that opens in about 2 weeks or so. So it's pretty magical site on Lake Erie.
Awesome, man. I mean, Godspeed. It looks like you have a new website, a brand new website for this resort. So look at that as well as I hop off the call. But, you know, best wishes. And, you know, whatever we can do, even apart from the application for you to kind of, you know, bring this piece by piece together, feel free to keep me in the loop. And I'd be more than happy to help or, you know, with the insights and anything in good faith. I'd be more than happy to be, you know, be able to contribute to the whole you know, resort and all the other pieces that kind of come together. So
thanks so much. Yeah, and on
so,
a personal
yeah.
level, again, I've really enjoyed talking with you and working with you. So
yeah,
I appreciate
here,
everything, and I love the product. It's really looking good.
Awesome. Thank you. Exciting times ahead. And, you know, I'll keep you in the loop of the progress of the application as well. For now, I'll just get back to you via email so I can send you the link for the half of the payment. And, you know, I won't bother you until the Independence Day for the balance. And like I said, we'll go from there. All right?
All right. Yeah, thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
No, thank you, Kevin. Thank you for calling in. I'll let you go. All right? Have
all
a
right.
good one.
Yeah, have a great night. Thanks. You too.
Thank you. Useful. Bye now.